From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. At least five bomb blasts hit Gaza early Thursday morning local time. One person is believed to have been injured. VOA heard the blasts and a few ambulances racing down the streets in the minutes following. Residents said they believe the targets were all Hamas facilities. This comes after mass demonstrations this week along the Gaza border with Israel that left more than 60 people dead and more than 2,700 injured. President Trump said Wednesday the U.S. will have to wait and see if the meeting with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un will happen. There is some doubt about the North expressed after the North expressed strong reservations about U.S. demands that it dismantle its nuclear program. Trump spokeswoman Sarah Sanders said the North's threats were not unexpected.
This is something that we fully expected. The president is very used and ready for tough negotiations. And if they want to meet, we'll be ready. And if they don't, that's okay, too. And we'll continue with the campaign of maximum pressure if that's the case. But like I just said, if they want to meet, the president will certainly be ready. And we will be prepared. But if not, that's okay.
North Korea abruptly canceled high-level talks scheduled for Wednesday with the South because of the joint U.S.-South Korean military exercises now underway. South Korea said Wednesday's talks with representatives of North Korea were to have focused on demilitarization and plans to formally end the Korean War. North Korea's threats to step away from the talks aren't slowing down those long-planned joint exercises. The Defense Department said Wednesday they're going ahead as planned. They've been held in the spring for the past 40 years. This is VOA News.